Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Dr. Reggie Johnson.
And we're your host this morning. And we,
I don't think you guys could hear me. I had my mic muted. Anyway, welcome to Circles of Prosperity. We are in the tremendous, wonderful, beautiful study of the law of attraction. I mean, we have been digging deep down into understanding how to work with this powerful law to manifest the things that we desire, to transform our lives, to be, do, and have anything that we desire. Someone said, some people think it's magic. Yes, I believe it's magic. It's absolutely powerful. I love living in that fantasy world where, I can twitch my nose and it'll manifest. I love that. You know, because we are powerful beings. If we shift our perspective and really look at how we have been designed and how God has blessed us so much, we are extremely powerful. And that's what we're sharing with you guys and awakening you to that reality. So, Dr. Reggie, you want to unmute your phone and join in with me this morning?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, Mother God and Goddess, our holy parents, creator of everything that is, we thank you for people who listen and understand this law, that you make a way where no way is possible. You transcend the boundaries of all the laws of gravity, of nature, of everything, because you created them. And we thank you that we're blessed in the comfort and care of you, where we find refuge and where we find peace. The law of attraction, like any other law, works with our mind as we are connected to your mind and live in your mind. So we thank you for our thoughts, words, attitudes, and intentions to bring us to a higher place of ascendancy, prosperity, and love. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. So listen, we are talking about right now how to live as a vibrational match, living a vibrational match. And Abraham is talking to us about how to apply and move into alignment, into that alignment moment by moment in our lives. And so yesterday, if we roll back just slightly, I left you with this quote from Abraham. Whatever you're living, whether it is about your body or whether it is about your relationship or whether it is about your money, no matter what it is about, whatever you're living is only a temporary, in-the-moment indicator of your temporary, in-the-moment vibrational offering. And that's all it is. And the reason Abraham was stressing that point is because we tend to get distracted with the drama going on in our life. And so the negative feelings that we may have, because, of course, you know, the negative feelings are letting us know that we're not in alignment with that, who we really are. And rather than get stuck in that vibration, you know, he's saying, look, it's just an indicator. a temporary indicator, letting you know that you have the power to change this at any moment. Okay? So let's move on from that point. And if you guys have any questions about what we talked about yesterday or comments regarding anything that we talked about yesterday before we move forward with this lesson this morning, I want you to press 1 on your telephone keypad, please. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Any questions or comments regarding yesterday's lesson? Because I know I was plowing through it. This is a very long chapter. And a very significant chapter, but it, you know, just plowing through it and nothing is sticking is not my desire. I want it to stick. Okay. So the only problem is you don't know that your vibrational offering is temporary because you've been speaking those words for so long, they're stuck in your vibrational craw. You've been telling the same story for so long, you don't know any new stories. Somehow you got convinced that you should tell it like it is. Who is guilty of that? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'm guilty. How about, I am truly guilty of that. How many of you have a story that you tell that you have told 50 million times and you're still telling the story? How you lost your job, how you lost your house, everything that you had, you lost. Today say, you know what, I'm not telling that story anymore. That you are holding it there. So now, let's play that over what we were just saying. Tell it like it is. Okay, so your mother says, tell me the truth of what is. And so you say, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I don't like what you're doing. I don't like what you're doing with my money. I don't like what you're doing with my government. I don't like what you're doing. And we're trying to make a point here, and we know it's getting annoying to you, right? But we want you to understand that you've got to tell a different story. You know, back in the day, when I was in college, we would sit around and intellectualize all of the problems of the world, right? And you kind of, during those things, those little brainstorming sessions, or they were griping sessions and complaining and analyzing what's wrong. You know, you would pick up new ideas and then you would start repeating those ideas to other people. And one of the big things is about the state of mind and or the state of consciousness of African Americans, you know, black people, and which I'm a black person, okay? And so, you know, there's this whole mantra that we have about the man and how the man has oppressed us. And okay, slavery is over, but there's still this mantra about being oppressed and by the man. And the limitations that are placed on us by the man. And we repeat this story over and over. It's generational now. I would think that we've talked about this so much now that it's a part of our DNA, but we need to stop it. You need to stop it now. And I'm particularly saying this because a lot of people that listen to our show are like in their 50s. They're, you know, and they're coming out of this. So there's a generational thing there. Maybe some of the younger people aren't doing it, but these people that are like in their 50s, they're telling these young people the same things, and they may pick it up and carry it on as truth. But the truth is, you are not a victim. God made you victorious. There's divine energy flowing through you just like it is through the man. And so my question to you, if you're in that state of consciousness, what are you doing with the power? Because if you continue to talk about the man, the man, the man, you're giving the man your power. And you're living the life that the so-called man is dictating for you, and not the life that God wants you to have. We need to correct that. If I've offended anyone, I'm really sorry. But I don't think that that consciousness serves your highest good. Let's move on. Did we make a point with you about these two points of vibrational offerings that are going on? Because there's the larger you, and then there's the physical you. The larger you is where you come from. It's the source energy, your connection to source energy, that part of you which is source energy. So there's the larger you, and then there's the physical you, the part that's in your body. And I want to know, do you get that? Do you believe it? Do you understand that you are this source energy being? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. I am requiring that you press 1 on your telephone keypad if you get this. Don't just sit there and hold the phone. Thank you. I got one person here. Two, good, thank you. Three, thank you. Okay, I still have people who are not pressing one. I want to know. If you're not pressing one, then I know that I need to go back and teach this of who you really are. Okay, if you didn't press one, I'm putting you on the air. Good morning, area code 401. Do you understand?
Oh, dear, that's me.
Yes,
what was the question? I'm planting seeds. What's going on?
Okay, so here it is. I've asked everybody to respond because I don't want to move forward. Do you get that there is the larger you and the physical you? The larger you is that which is the source energy. Do you get that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you so much. Area code 214. I bet you you're driving this morning. That's why you can't press one, right?
Good morning. Yes, I understand. It's Ronita. How you doing?
I'm fine, Ronita. I figured that was what was going on.
Yes,
I love you. Okay.
I love you all. Thank you.
Good morning. Area code 443. Do you get it? Do you know that you're source energy being? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, do you know that you are a source energy being?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you so much. Okay, so we're all on the same page. I'm going to go back, and I want you to just kind of cheer with me this morning because that is something to wake up to and say, yes, hallelujah. Do you believe it? Listen, here's what he says. There is the larger you, and then there's the physical you. Do you get that? Do you believe it? Do you understand that you are this source energy being? Abraham is putting it right in your face. Do you understand that you are source energy? Do you understand that you are God? And see, that gets uncomfortable and scary, does it not? Ooh, because we got all this other stuff going around. Oh, that's blasphemous. Oh, God. No. It tells you right in the Bible, let us make man in our image and likeness. And Dr. Reggie's feeding me the scriptures. And then Jesus says, don't you know that ye are gods? I'm going to tell you something. If you put your day on, if you put yourself on a 30-day practice of meditating on that concept, your life is going to change. It will just change. So she says, listen to the difference in the drums of that being beat. In other words, of that, when you're coming from source energy, and here it is. I don't have enough money. 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 I never had enough money. There's plenty of money. The money is here. The things are lined up. The resources are in place. Circumstances and events have been arranged. The money is here. The money is here. Look over here. Look over here. Look over here. Look over here. And now we want to depict the emotional difference. I don't have any money. I don't have any money. I don't have enough money. Why don't I have enough money? I'm so sorry that I don't have enough money. What have I done wrong? I should have known better. They should have known better. The point that we're making here is that there's plenty of money. Nothing has gone wrong. Everything that you want is lined up for you. Whenever you're ready, it's right here for you. There's nothing you need to do because you've done all the work. All you need to do is relax. And allow what you want to flow into your experience. See, you want to begin to listen to the drum of the source within you. You want to listen to the call of source. Source is calling you in the direction of what you want. And the way that you know that you're moving in the direction is because things start lightening up for you, meaning that they begin feeling really, really good to you. So let me share, I'm going to share an experience that happened to me yesterday. So you guys know that I haven't worked since 2009. And I was always talking about, that's why I say I'm guilty of this, telling the story. I told the story about, you know, losing my job, being laid off. I told the story over and over again. One day I woke up and realized it was 3 years later, and I was still telling that same story. So you see, I'm very guilty of that. And that kept me trapped in the emotional feelings that I felt the very same day that I lost my job. So I was stuck in a time warp. All right. So I start doing Circles of Prosperity, and this really brings me great joy, blah, 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 blah. But I'm not making money from this. And that's okay. I'm not complaining about it. But I do need money in order to survive. So I thought, you know, the only way for me to do this is I just need to get a job. That's not the only way. But for immediate income, that seems to be the thing to do. And so I'm battling between, can I break away, you know, and do a job, or can I and do Circles of Prosperity? What am I going to do? Blah, blah, blah. And finally, I just said, you know what? I am just handing this over to the universe, and I will just allow. And I kept my prayer open to, I have these needs, financial needs. You know what they are. Just do your thing. I am available for physical service on any level, but please. So I get a phone call, and the phone call is a friend. It says, Cynthia, I'm working with this company, and it's a great company, and I think you will really enjoy here. And, I want to recommend you. And I said, okay, well, this happened months ago, and nothing happened. So I get a call on Monday. There were a couple of calls in between because he was feeling bad that he had planted this seed and it had manifested. But I told him, don't worry about it. God has something for me. So he calls me up on Monday. He says, you're not going to believe it. He says, they want to see you. Can you come in on Wednesday? I said, sure. Now, to be perfectly honest, I didn't have a clue about the job, what it was about, not really. I kind of knew because, you know, I knew the work he does, and, you know, we worked together before. So I did know what the, you know, that they do this kind of work that I do. But normally when I, in the past, when I've gone for an interview, I knew the job description. I kind of knew how much money I wanted. And I would just have these visions of what I would be able to do and accomplish in that with the company and all that. I didn't have any of that. As a matter of fact, as I was getting dressed yesterday, I was like, do you really want to do this? I mean, it's like you're getting up and you're getting dressed and you're going to have to commute and blah, blah. I wasn't really all that thrilled. Oh, so I didn't go with excitement, but it was put in my path. And I said, well, let me just walk through this. To make a long story short, it was not until I was in the interview and talking to the people about the company that I got excited. Oh my God, everything, it's just like the perfect place for me, the perfect job. It fits so perfectly, and I was like so excited. The excitement didn't come until 2 hours after an interview. And then I got the passion, I got the bug. There were little things that happened the week before that were leading up, and I could see how God was preparing me for this particular opportunity in hindsight. In hindsight, I had extra money to come in and just little things that happened that really set me to be prepared for this interview. And had I ignored any of those signs the week before, I would not have been prepared for the interview. But my point here is that I allowed the universe, that source energy in me, to do its thing. The only thing I put out to the universe is, I need some money to cover my needs. That was it. And here it is. I could go on and on about this experience yesterday, but, you know, the owner of the company and I were talking about circles of prosperity. And the light in his eyes was just phenomenal when he heard that. So I'm where I'm supposed to be. I totally know it. You guys, understanding that there is something greater in you than you can ever imagine. But if you can allow yourself to move in that understanding, can you now get why Jesus said, I and my Father are one?
And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Right. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
And be in this world, but you're not of this world. Do you? Over and over, we are supernatural beings. Supernatural. Amen? So he goes on to say, when you get on this track of following the trail that has been prepared by you and is being tended by the source within you and is calling you toward what you are wanting, you feel energized, you feel enthusiasm, and yet you know what your physical world trained you to do. Your physical world says, well, if it feels good, you need to be a little bit wary. If it's too good to be true, how does that go? If it's too good to be true, it usually is. Abraham is saying something completely different, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He said, you say to your friends, oh, I'm so excited about this. And they say, ooh, you know, you better watch out. Watch out, because that positive emotion could mean something's going very, very wrong for you. I've known other people who were positive and bad things happened to them. I think you better play it safe. I think you better stay right where you are. I know he beat you, but he makes a good living. Look at the trade-off. You're going to get so that you can feel statement by statement, whether it's downstream or upstream, downstream or upstream, because the downstream statement always feels like relief. It doesn't always feel like sunshine, lollipop, and roses. It doesn't always feel like the best feeling thing that you've ever felt, but the downstream thought from where you stand always feels better than the upstream thought. And you can always tell the difference between something that feels a little worse and a little better, a little worse and a little better. Oh, I'm loving this. I am just loving this lesson. Listen, if you're in the chat room this morning, just kind of let me know if you are getting this, if you understand the lesson here. Do you think you have any limiting thoughts that are keeping you from your joy, from that, from being in alignment? Share with me where you are. We don't want you to compare yourself with anybody else. We just want you to have a comparative awareness of whether this thought or that thought that you're thinking right now is upstream or downstream. How many of you understand the concept of being upstream and the concept of having thoughts that are downstream? If you have a question about that, let me know, because we don't want to move forward and you don't get to understand the language. Anybody need a review? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you press 1 before, you need to press 1 again to clear, so I'll know. Okay, so we're going to move forward. So upstream, just because, you know, I want to make sure people get it. Upstream means that you're going against the flow. You're going against the natural flow of things. Downstream means that you're moving with the flow. Okay, so now in our thought process, upstream is going to be where you have negative emotions and negative thoughts that are not serving your highest good. Downstream means that you're moving closer to a positive thought. And so, right? And then that is going to be a more powerful thought for you and help you to manifest that what you want. Upstream would be declaring what you don't want or what you don't have. Downstream would be declaring that you have. Everybody get it? Hey, Ronisa, you get it? She's driving.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning. Area code 661. You get it? 661. Good morning. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to assume she's probably getting ready for work. Anyway, so that's what they're talking about. So they're saying, you don't worry about comparing yourself to anybody else, but you want to compare your thoughts, your own thoughts right now. What is upstream or what is downstream? And do you know why? Because this thought of you, this thought that you are thinking right now is your point of attraction. This is the thought that you're thinking right now that your life is becoming the indicator of. But there's this one little thing that we need to tell you, and you probably already know it. There's a buffer of time between you offering a vibration and it manifesting. And more than 99% of every creation is completed by you vibrationally before the evidence begins to show. So you can be turned in the downstream direction for a while before you begin to see the evidence of it. And that's what makes you not know, because you want instant manifestation. So what I think is so awesome is that the system is designed understanding that you're not quite, that you have this thought pattern that the world has trained you in where you can't really conceive of instant manifestation. And so there is a time lag from the time you put the vibration out to the time that it manifests. But that's really there because you can't really handle instant manifestation. I think that's what's going on. So can you imagine that Jerry and Esther on the river with their guide telling them, oh, we like instant manifestation, so we don't want to take all the time to ride down the river. Put our boat back on the bus and let's drive down the canyon and it will be a lot faster. Put it in a few hundred yards from where we're going to take it out and we'll just be done with this. And he would say, I thought you wanted to ride on the river. See, there's always a shortcut, but what Abraham is really trying to illustrate here is that part of the process is the journey to that which you desire. That's what we want you to understand. You want this ride on the river. You want to discern contrast. Oh, you think that if you had the choice, and you did, but you think that if you'd had the choice from this physical experience, and good thing you didn't, you think that if you had the choice, and you did, that if you came forth into this physical experience, that your nest would be so feathered that it would be full of all the things that you want, and there would be nothing in your environment that would even get your attention a little bit that would make you feel bad. But many of you as parents try to do that for your children, and you deprive them temporarily of the contrast that they came to live. You said, oh, I'll go forth into the contrast, and from it, I will be able to discern what I prefer. And that would be a wonderful thing, because when I know what I prefer, I'll hold it in my vibrational countenance, and then the law of attraction will bring it to me. And then I'll have a new platform from which to prefer, and I'll hold it in my vibrational countenance, and the law of attraction will bring it to me. So from this buffet of life, I will extract from it the things that I most prefer, and out of it I will carve out the perfect life for me from my personal perspective. But instead, this is what happened. You got here, and there were so many other dysfunctional people around you who had already lost sight of their own guidance system, who said to most of you, I am a very conditional lover and a liver of life, which means good conditions make me feel good, but bad conditions make me feel bad. So these are the rules for the good conditions that I need to extract from you. And since you're in my life, I'm looking at you quite a lot. Since I am your employer, or since I am your mother, or since I am your father, or since I am your teacher, I have been assigned the task of looking at you. And when I look at you, I want to feel good, which means that you need to perform in ways that make me, make me feel good. I don't want you to be selfish. You need to behave in ways that make me, I'm your selfless mother, feel good. And if I see any of those things that make me feel bad, you are going to be in such trouble. I love that. That's so funny. How many of you have been in relationships and you kind of defined, okay, this is the kind of man I want, and this is, you know, oh, I have friends that were really pursuing doctors and professionals, you know, professional ball players when I was younger, and, you know, they just dreamed of this particular kind of life, and it was all about them being happy, 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 happy. And, of course, you know, those relationships rarely work. They end in divorce. You think it's a perfect scenario. But it's like, I need you to make me happy. And if you don't, and, you know, it goes both ways because the other party had to participate, too. It's like, you know, they're looking for something, too, to make them happy. And the moment that some crisis comes up, the relationship is over. Relationship over. So this would be all right if there could only have been one of them and they were always in agreement with themselves, but they are so fickle and there are so many of them and they want different things from you and you just can't stand on your head in enough different ways to make them happy. And pretty soon you figure out that no matter how hard you try, you cannot make them happy. And here's what we are wanting to say to you. That none of you came forth with the intention of listening to anyone outside of you. This is your experience. This is your life. Every one of you knew that life would cause you to expand and that that expanded being would call you. And when you go in the direction of that expansion, that you would feel good. And you planned on leaving everybody else out of the equation. You really did. You did not plan on guiding your life by that which other people are saying. And I'm just really sensitive about this in terms of, I guess because I grew, you know, my father was, he had such wonderful dreams, but he would stop short of pursuing them fully because he felt that there was boundaries because of the color of his skin. And that's why I kind of harp on this a lot about shifting out of that consciousness where we stop telling this fairy tale about the man and how we can't do something because of racism. You can be, do, and have anything that you desire. Or the system. Oh, that's another one, isn't it? You know, the system, man, it's just, it's set up to work against you. But you are source energy. You're the most powerful energy in the universe. You are the energy that creates worlds. What system can stop you? If God is for you, who can be against you? I'm telling you, you need to focus on that. You did not plan on guiding your life by that which other people are saying. First of all, they don't have very much of an attention span. Have you noticed that? How long did your lover really give you his undivided attention? No one dares to say, not that long, not that long. How long did your mother give you her undivided attention? Not very long. Nobody can do it because nobody is born to be the keeper of you. They are all born to be the creator of their own experience. And we think that the greatest hypocrisy, the thing that has caused you the most trouble, is that they tell you that you are important to them. But the bottom line is how they feel is what's important to them. So they keep trying to guide you and your behavior by what makes them feel good. Are you guys hearing this morning? Because this will set you free. It doesn't mean that you have to be resentful of these people. Because really and truthfully, they're doing they're following what makes them feel good, but you need to be released by what makes you feel good. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you get so full of resentment because you know what would make your life really wonderful right away, as if it could just accept that everybody is in this life for themselves. And that's not a bad thing, because what that's really saying is everybody is source energy, and everybody came forth in order to give birth to new rockets of desire, and everybody has a source within them that is guiding them toward their best interest. So imagine what a wonderful world that is. We just need to release this need to manipulate and control and just accept what is. If everyone has their own personal guidance system, and it is source, and everyone is being called toward the improved life experience, and everyone, or even most of them, or even some of them, are hearing the call and moving toward it, can you imagine how magnificent this world would become? Do you know that no one offers any violent or what you would call negative behavior who's in alignment with source? It just doesn't happen. 100% of what you call negative behavior happens because someone's out there on the raw and ragged edge, and they're trying to fill the void. They're trying to get to some place that they want to be, but they're going about it in a way that cannot ever be. I hope that you've enjoyed this lesson. I want to give you a reminder that tomorrow is Oracle Friday. Yay! We have a wonderful guest coming on, Cindy. And Cindy is an energy healer, but she is going to bring you some powerful information. Let me tell you, she is so in tune with the universe and with source energy, and so much information is being downloaded into her to share with us. I don't want you to miss this. It's going to be awesome. She is off the chain. She's going to expand your DNA. We're going to talk about DNA and how it impacts us. If any of you want to really get a true understanding of DNA, go back and watch the tape with Bruce Lipton, the video on YouTube of Bruce Lipton, so as a reminder about our beliefs and how our beliefs are deformed, and the association of DNA and how that's transferred to us based on our parents. And get in alignment with that so you'll understand the power of working with your DNA. It's going to be wonderful tomorrow. Please call in early, okay? And as a reminder, our call-in number is 914-338-0590, and I would appreciate it if you would tweet Oracle Friday with your friends. It's going to be great. Going to be great. Dr. Reggie, you want to take us into our closing prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful lesson that was bestowed upon us through wisdom and through channeling and through the utterance of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for Cynthia, who's leading this wonderful facilitation of wisdom, and that everybody listens gets a blessing today and always, that we move forward in the power of love and light and peace. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day, my little source energy beings.